Welcome back on Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to wrestling head coach Carlos Prieto for leading off the show. We'd now like to get into a couple student athletes. We'll start with the girls. We have Crystal Loetta, Maya Tarvet. Thank you both for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having us.
So before we get too far into you both individually, can we just talk about how enjoyable it is to compete at States? Maya, can I start with you? Because you've been now back-to-back.
It's pretty enjoyable, especially when you have a great team like Garden City to support you in their mat side or yelling from the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And being back-to-back, they're very supportive. Even when I was new to the team and I hadn't won state or had that good of a record, they were still very supportive.
A lot of pressure?
Yeah, for keeping my title, there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It is a long season, but after that state finals match, felt relieved.
That's good to hear. Crystal, for you, you're just as a freshman, you got a chance to compete at States. You got to finish on the podium. How good are you feeling right now?
I feel pretty good about it, honestly. But I think I could have done better. Just like being a freshman, it has a lot of pressure on you, you know, like the new experience. And I haven't really been wrestling for that long. So just going out into a big tournament like that, it was a little nerve wracking. But it was really fun. Having my team there to support me made it like way easier and better.
When did you really start wrestling?
Last year. I started my 8th grade year.
Okay, so you would have had no idea that your 9th grade year, you would have gone 44-5 as a freshman. Can you just take me through how wild that is?
That's crazy to me. Like, I literally cannot believe it. When I started wrestling my 8th grade year, I knew nothing, like, at all. I never even knew, like, that there was a girls' wrestling team. And that year, like, I just, like, practiced for fun. It was, like, something for fun just to do. And I took it more serious, like, going into the summer and, like, into the freshman season. And honestly, I just like it came kind of naturally. Like, I just like it was fun for me, so I would try really hard. And winning like my first ever tournament in the high school season is like was shocking to me, because there was people that I've lost to my 8th grade year there that like I beat. And you know, it was just like really exciting and crazy to like think that I could do that again.
So let me ask this then. So you started about a year ago. What were your goals going into this season?
Honestly, my goals going into the season were just to, like, get better, because there's a lot of good people on the Garden City team. So I didn't really think I was going to get varsity either, like, at that. I thought I was going to just be JV, you know, practice really hard and do it for fun, you know, like, just wrestle, like, stuff like that. And so going into the season, I did not think that I was going to be on varsity at all, but I was going to practice and just wrestle to my hardest to try to get varsity. Like, mm-hmm. That was my main goal, was just to be on varsity and wrestle, you know?
When I talked to Coach just now, he told me that the expectations for you were good, mm-hmm. but he didn't expect that you would be this good. Was there a point that you realized, like, wow, like, I am really good at this?
Yeah, I think going into, like, when I was, I think after Christmas break, I was doing really good still. Like, I thought it was beginner's luck, you know, at first. I was like, oh, like, it'll wear off. But I started, like, to see my progress and my wrestling progress. And it was very surprising. Like, after winter break, we went to a Lamar tournament. And I did so good, too. Like, I was just surprised. Like, I was surprised how far I could push myself and wrestle.
I mean, that is incredible. A year and a half of really taking this seriously. Mm-hmm. You're now 44-5. Maya, let me go back to you for a second. When did you start this?
I started when I was 7 years old, so this is my 10th year of wrestling.
Got it. Okay, who really inspired you to get into wrestling?
My dad and my sister. My sister had started wrestling, and then my dad had put her in it, and I had went to one of the practices because I was supposed to play basketball, and then I decided, oh, I didn't want to play basketball. I want to try this sport. So I started wrestling, and I've been wrestling since the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start wrestling girls until my freshman year.
Okay, how difficult is that, wrestling against other sex?
Boys, it's almost the same, but they wrestle different than girls. I wouldn't say smarter, but almost smarter. But I think it's just that they know more, and they're stronger, and they have speed. But if you have good enough technique, you would beat them. That's how it is in the sport. And girls wrestling different than boys. So me transitioning from my 8th grade wrestling boys to my freshman year was kind of hard on me, because girls, they think different, they wrestle different, they turn different. They're more flexible. You can hit a tilt on a boy easy, but you can't hit one on a girl because she's so flexible. She'll just roll over or she'll just overstep on you, and
mm-hmm.
you can't hit certain things.
Did you feel more pressure when you were wrestling against boys at that point?
No. I felt more pressure wrestling girls because I don't know why. It's not that I was used to wrestling boys and losing because I wasn't very good growing up. But when I lost to the girls, I thought it was the end of the world. Like, I hated it because I wrestled boys for so long. Me losing the girls made me feel bad because they were new to the sport.
So you're back-to-back state champion in class 125. Let me firstly say congratulations. That is incredible. Did you feel a target on your back throughout this season after you won the first time?
Yeah, I did. I felt that I could see that people were coming for me. And I just made sure that I was keeping my head on my shoulders and practicing every day, making sure I stayed after practice, just listening to the coaches and making sure that I was doing what I needed to do to get better. And especially after regionals, I really felt that target because more and more into the season, I realized that these girls were starting to get better and they were actually coming for me.
I was going to say, like, that is a lot of pressure to handle. What are some of the things you like to do off the mat to kind of keep your head above your shoulders, like you said?
I just usually off the mat, I go to the gym, I lift, it kind of helps me. I take my horse out and I go on a ride. I just like to get by myself and be with myself and just, It's kind of like relaxing and it's just away from all the distractions and everything.
What's your horse's name?
My horse's name is Chewy.
I really like that. Star Wars fan or just...
No, it's because when he doesn't like something, he flips his bottom lip like he's chewing on something.
Got it. Okay. You mentioned that your dad and your sister went to wrestling before. How deep is wrestling in your family?
It's not very deep. My dad did it like for maybe 3 years when he was younger, and his brother did it for a few years, but they weren't hardcore wrestlers. It was just something that did the sport to keep him busy. My sister had wrestled for maybe 3 years with me, and then she stopped, and she wrestled last year. And she still decided that she didn't really like it. She's more of a softball player, but I've still continued out since I was 7.
Got it. Okay, on the topic of family, let me go back to you, Crystal, for a second, because you've been on this journey with your sister, Marina. How special is it to share the podium with her at the end of the year?
Honestly, I love it. Like, I have somebody to, like, talk to about it and, like, support me through everything. Like, I don't think I could have done wrestling without her because I'm, like, so scared to try new things by myself. And she's always just willing to do stuff with me, like, no matter what. Like, she didn't even want to do wrestling at first, but I asked her about it. I was like, hey, like, one of my teachers mentioned wrestling. Like, how'd you feel about it? Because I don't want to do it alone. And she's like, yeah, I'll do it with you. No problem. Like, I don't really care, you know? And yeah, just like having her there with me at every single tournament, everywhere we go, like just being together and having somebody there with me is like the best part of it all.
Have you always done everything with her?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so I got to imagine it's really supportive, the relationship between you two. Yeah. Do you get competitive?
Yeah, we do get very competitive.
Okay, besides wrestling, where do you get most competitive in?
I think we get most competitive in just like, it's more like, not like in everything, but like who's right and who's wrong, or like who's better at like, or who's smarter, you know, in school. Like, she's very smart in school, and me, like, I'm almost as smart as her, but I'm not as smart as her, you know. Like, we just compete with little things. It's not like a specific thing, just a bunch of little things.
Got it. I appreciate the honesty too. Maya, let me go back to you for a second. You had a really tough road this weekend to get back to that state championship. You had to go to overtime against Reese Taylor, Red Up. Can you talk me through that match?
Yeah, Reese Taylor, I wrestled her last year too, but she's improved a lot since last year. We were in neutral the first period, and I'm not the best at neutral, but neither of us had gotten a takedown. We had a lot of hand fighting, and some of us would try to shoot, but it didn't work, or we didn't get to that shot. And then she had picked bottom second period, because I had deferred, and then she had gotten an escape. And I just didn't really have my forward pressure in, and I let her stand up. And then third period, I picked bottom, I escaped, and then we didn't get a takedown in those last few seconds. And then, so we had to go into overtime. Towards the end of overtime, she had got me in a front headlock, and I had fought my hands out. And when I pulled my head up, she had shot a single, but I fought out of that single, and I got...
Can you talk me through what was going through your head as you were going into that overtime, just that little brief moment before? What were you thinking about?
Well, I was kind of nervous because I'm not the best at my shots, but once she had got the single leg, I was pretty balanced, and I'm pretty good at getting out of single legs, So once she had kind of swing me and I seen her foot go down, I had kind of hit an ankle pick and then went down with it, and I was like, oh, I'm fine.
How big is it having coach in your corner when these matches are so close going into overtime?
It's good. They really encourage me to keep my head up because sometimes I kind of get down and sluggish and I'm like, man, I might lose this match. But they're like, no, you're fine, you're fine. Like, just keep pushing, kid. Or like, they'll tell me what to do, or if I do something wrong, they're like, no, don't do that, you do it to the other side. They just help benefit me a
last
lot.
Oh, sorry about that. Last couple questions for both of you. You both get to come back next season. What are some goals you have in mind for next year? Maya, let me start with you.
Next season, I'm going to try to go undefeated. That was my plan this year, but I had lost to 2 Colorado girls. So next year, I plan on going undefeated and taking and protecting my state title for a three-peat.
High goals. I like that. Crystal?
My goals for next season is to win a state championship, state title. And also, I'm trying to get a little bit less losses. Like, I think I can do that, but I'm going to, like, just mainly win a state championship is what I'm trying to, my main goal is. And, yeah, that's about it.
And obviously, wrestling is a huge commitment. You've been practicing week in, week out. You've been competing every other weekend or sometimes even more than that. So now the season's finally over. What are some things you're kind of looking forward to getting back to?
Eating.
Maya?
Definitely eating. I'll be able to go to the gym more. I have softball season now, but I'll still be wrestling on the off season.
Got it. Favorite foods for you two before we go? Maya?
Tacos and steak.
That's a great answer. Crystal?
Wings and tacos.
Okay. Also a great answer. Thank you both for coming on. Maya, I can't wait to see you in softball season. Thank you so much. That is Crystal Loera and Maya Tarbert. We come back here on Buff Talk. We're going to talk to some of the boys' student athletes from wrestling here on 99.9 The Rock.